XCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has just called off trade negotiations with Canada over a TV ad campaign inspired by a predecessor. Correspondent Jared Hill has the late breaking developments.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports.
An ad from Ontario featuring parts of an address by former U.S. President Ronald Reagan.
America's jobs and growth are at stake.
Has apparently caught the ire of President Donald Trump. In a social media post overnight, Trump called the ad fake, declaring all trade negotiations are hereby terminated.
We are just learning about gunshots at an anti-ICE protest outside a Coast Guard base near San Francisco after President Trump canceled plans to send in National Guard troops. Officers firing at a U-Haul as it backed up towards police in Alameda, California, hit two people, then drove away. Mayor Daniel Lurie insists those troops still not needed.
Today in San Francisco, crime is down nearly 30% citywide, and violent crime is at its lowest levels since the 1950s.
Alaska Airlines flights are taking off again after a technology outage forced a ground stop. CBS's Chris Van Cleave.
It stretched into hours of delays and disruptions for flyers as the airline continues to try to work through an IT issue. The airline, in a statement, is apologizing to customers.
Almost 400 flights were affected overnight. Almost 100 have been canceled for today. It's a case shaking up the NBA, a gambling operation that allegedly stretched from the pro hoops court to the poker table, and all backed by four organized crime families. Among 30-plus arrests in two separate cases, Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami guard Terry Rozier, who allegedly faked an injury to leave a game early. Rozier's attorney, Jim Trusty.
There's a lot of people that are very close-lipped about what happened in 2023, but what I was told is there was an investigation. They interviewed him twice. They took his phone, downloaded everything, and at the end of the day, they said there's nothing to see here and cleared him.
He calls the whole thing a photo op. Still no arrests in Sunday's crown jewel heist at the Louvre, but there is new video of the suspects. CBS's Liz Palmer from Paris.
It's shot from inside the Louvre, and it shows the robbers wearing safety vests riding down the ladder with a stolen jewelry. And if you look beyond to the far side of the road, you can see passersby completely unaware of the brazen crime underway. It ends as they reach the ground, unload a bag, and head for their scooter.
Dow futures up 42. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Not just headlines, insight. Not just noise, conversation. WXCO is your home for real news and great conversation in Wausau.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto, but guard Kevin Porter is not on this road trip. An MRI confirmed he suffered a sprained ankle in the Bucks season opener Wednesday night. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks tomorrow night. Wisconsin hoping to snap a five-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers holding practice before flying to Pittsburgh for Sunday night football against the Steelers. Baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how their season ended in L.A. last week.
From my world, I felt like we did not put our best foot forward in that series. And I think it would have made some difference, but the Dodgers were on it. And you know when a team is on it. And we, the balls we did hit hard, for instance, got caught. You know, our ball in play, I think, was 130, something record low.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Stay connected to the stories shaping your community and Wisconsin right here on WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Real news, great conversation.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I talk with new candidate for the Wisconsin governorship, Missy Hughes, former head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and former executive with Organic Farms. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Maybe what's happening at the school board needs to be disrupted.
Jim Santel and Joan Esposito, the Wisconsin teacher losing their job because of a social media post. The teacher's tweet disrupted the district's operations.
Judge says that overcomes the right of the teacher to speak publicly.
What if this were 60 years ago and she were putting up a post about desegregating the school?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one department of agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Full Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. It is time for Act Two. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night, the Christmas Eve of weeknights. The nip is in the air. It's Halloween season, folks. Very exciting. And it's kind of a Halloween-y night here. I just said Halloween-y, Conrad.
Yeah, that almost made me laugh.
I don't want to accuse someone of having a Halloween-y. That joke has to have been done at some point.
Yeah, I would say.
I kind of backed into it. That's not good. No, I just did it again. I want to back into a Wow, Act 2 is off to a roaring start. This is exciting, folks. Jason Mansmith is here. He is the director of marketing at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake, Wisconsin. They do some great stuff there. We're going to talk to Jason in just a minute about some upcoming events for Christmas and some kids' events. It's a great space, and we'll discuss in just a minute. Coming up at 7:35, Chris Rogowski will be here from Chicken or the Egg Photography. Chris is also a very busy musician and sponsor of Nightlight. So we're going to talk to Chris in just a bit. Our question of the night, Conrad, do you remember it?
What do you wish you were better at?
Exactly. I say deleting emails and voice messages. Conrad said he wished he was better in the kitchen. I assume he meant cooking, not just like walking around.
Yeah, dishes maybe too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes I just... You know,
let them sit there for a while?
Just like throw them in there like, all right.
Just throw them out. Get new dishes every time you eat. That's
the throw the ceramic plates out every time.
So let us know, folks, what is something you wish you could be better at? You can send, if you're watching the radio on the stream, you can send us a stream comment, or the old-fashioned text line is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and you can also drop us a comment on the app, which is very easy to use. Just a reminder, too, before we get back to Jason, that BookFest is happening right now. The Wisconsin Book Festival is happening in Madison starting today through the 26th. There will be New York Times authors there, such as Jane Hamilton and Mary Roach, alongside many others. And people will be gathering for readings and conversations around their writing this fall. So that's exciting, especially if you want to get back into reading or you want to write a book. These are great people, and it's a great event just to kind of immerse yourself into the beauty of words. And you can find out more information about that at civicmedia.us. It is also National Croc Day. Jason, do you have a pair of Crocs?
I refuse to own them.
Have you tried them?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. You that seem, and Hey Dudes, I'm not getting what, neither what, one of them.
What's that? What's Hey Dudes?
That's kind of like the slip-on loafery kind of deck shoes kind of thing. So I think they're made by Crocs too. So
Conrad, do you have a pair of those?
I do not have a pair of Hey Dudes,
but you're familiar with them.
I have friends and family that own Hey Dudes.
Huh. Are they nerdier than Crocs?
I say they look better than Crocs.
Okay. I appreciate your steadfastness, Jason. You seem very, you're definitely taking a stand and you're not being shy about it.
Yeah, for sure. I am anti-Crocs all day long, no doubt about that. I'm more of a Skechers guy.
Safe to say you did not celebrate National Croc Day, or maybe you did by not wearing them and not even considering
Didn't even acknowledge it.
All right. Very cool. Well, it's great to have you here. Jason's popcorn pick of the week, which we did just before the news, was Tucker and Dale versus Evil. A great recommendation a week before Halloween. I think that's terrific. It's a rated R slasher film with some comedy. So check that out this weekend if you're looking for something scary to watch leading up to the big Fright Night, which is just a little over a week away. As I mentioned, Jason is also the marketing director at the Thrasher in Green Lake. It's so cool. I love the opera is in the title of the space, the Thrasher Opera House. It's not just the Thrasher Theater. That's a fine title too, but Opera House. Back in the day, did they have many opera singers coming through there?
I don't think so. I think it was just kind of the term for the buildings at the time, right? There were a lot of historic opera houses, not only throughout Wisconsin, but throughout the nation. Very few of them remain. Unfortunately, but we're lucky to have one of them right in rural Green Lake, which is amazing.
That's excellent. So, all right, tell us a little bit about what you have coming up. I know I saw you have some children's shows coming up.
Not so much some children's shows as much as we got a little bit of a dance party the night before deer hunting weekend, right? That Friday right before that, sometimes the ladies like to go out and club it up a little bit. So we're going to do a Thrasher Opera House club night, and this is going to be a 90s night. So we're going to spin some songs in there that everybody loved to dance to in the 90s, from TLC and Britney Spears and probably the Backstreet Boys and all those great hits. So we're going to welcome people in on that. That's a free event. So all ages, it is open for everybody. But you can come on in and have a good time. It's really fun. We kind of flipped the script on the Opera House where you think you're just going to be in there watching a show. But no, we pull all the chairs out, make it the dance floor, have all the loud music, all the cool lights. And it's always a fun thing.
I love it. And you know what? If I'm Conrad, you know what I'm hearing right now? Great way to meet girls, because everybody else will be out in their deer blind. You're going to have
get ready for it.
Yeah, right. Do a lot of guys show up kind of, you know, with bad intentions?
Well, this can be a first one, so we'll have to monitor that situation. So see how it lays out. That.
All right, I'm not trying to put ideas in anybody's head, what happens. What else you got, Jace? You got some holiday stuff coming up that looks great.
Yeah, absolutely. Just want to go back a little bit. Ronnie Baker Brooks coming up in middle of November. Great blues guitarist. We're going to have him on in. Dave Simonet, who you might recognize as the lead singer of Trampled by Turtles. A great roots band is going to be doing a solo show for us on December 4th. And then we kind of get into the holiday swing a little bit. Davina and the Vagabonds, a Vagabond holiday. Take all your Christmas or holiday favorites and put them to like swing tunes. And that is what Davina and the Vagabonds is all about. So we're going to welcome them in on December 6th. And then we're going to do kind of like a traditional Christmas, but kind of in the Celtic flair as we're welcoming in Switchback. They have two shows scheduled on December 13th, and they're excellent musicians, have a lot of that Celtic background, but they have some wonderful holiday songs that we'll be able to share that evening, too. And then we have a free show coming up. We've done this now for the last 3 or 4 years. The Fox City Swing Band comes on down on a Sunday afternoon, does a matinee show for us, get about an hour or so of wonderful music that they'll be performing on December 14th. Doesn't cost you anything to get on in. Wow. Something that we like to do for outreach for the community is kind of like a gift to the community. So come on in and check that out. Full details always available, thrasheropperahouse.com.
I love it. And, you know, I'm looking at your prices. I mean, talk about very reasonable prices. Right. Like you said, Ronnie Baker Brooks, the tickets start at $25. The other show, 40, 25, 30. You can't even go to the movies almost with concessions and stuff for less than that. So that's really impressive. And then you do have some kids stuff coming out after the first of the year. I think that's what I was looking at. And you've got
correct. Missoula Children's Theater returning, which is an amazing program. If your kids are in the grades 1st through 12th and they want to maybe learn about theater or have an experience of performing on a stage, They're able to come in, the audition on Monday. They rehearse the rest of the week and perform two shows on Saturday.
Oh,
all within
fun.
A week.
Oh,
and that's so it great. Is a wonderful experience. 60 to 65 kids usually we get in there on that. The cool thing about this beat, no charge for them to participate. They come in for this and do this absolutely for free.
That is really exciting. Well, you do great work there, Jason. Keep it up. And thank you again for being here tonight. Before we let you go, can I ask you, are you binge-watching anything? In addition to Tucker and Dale versus Evil, are you into a show right now that you could recommend?
I got into that Netflix Monsters, the Ed Gein story.
Oh, yeah. What
I
do you think?
I got into that a little bit. So I'm about four episodes in. A little disturbing at times.
Yeah.
But overall, it's done. I was a big fan of Charlie Hunnam, who was in Sons of Anarchy before.
Yeah.
And as where I got to know him, like I think a lot of people did. So yeah, that was an interesting transition to watch him come into that role here too. So
that's excellent. Well, we'll have to check that one out too. I haven't seen that one.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that we're undertaking a $3 million renovation to our offices.
Whoa.
Directly next to the Thrasher Opera House. This space is going to be a game changer, not only for the Opera House, but for downtown Green Lake. And creating a space right now, when you walk by, you look at it and like, that's a real estate office. Well, you're right. That's what it used to be. It doesn't say arts whatsoever. And not only were you performing arts and music, but we also feature local artists in there. We have a lot of different things that are taking place on the creative side in the space. And we want to create a space that is going to be more welcoming and more available to anybody. So we're not only transforming the building side of it to help out with our lounge and our bar and our art gallery and our gallery store, but we're also taking the front of it and the outside and the parking lot and making a creative space as well for people to come and relax and have some coffee or to sit around. We're going to have some outdoor music instruments that people can play that are available for them there. So we're in the midst of fundraising for that. That's a $3 million project. The neat thing is we already have $2 million of it raised.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So we are in a very, very sweet position. And we're just looking to make a difference in the community. And, you know, we realize how important the arts are to quality of life and to what it can do for a community. And we're just happy to be on this journey right now.
I was going to give you $100 tonight, but all I've got on me are thousands. So
that's fine. We'll make it work for you, change. We'll make it work for you.
Listen, buddy, that's a great mission, and love what you do for the community there in this gem of an opera house / theater. Check it out, folks, right there in Green Lake. Tons of charm and great shows coming up, too. Jason Mansmith, thanks so much, as always, for your time, buddy. It was great catching up.
Yeah, as always, thanks for the invite. You guys have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You too, buddy. All right, that's Jason Mansmith. Check out the Thrasher Opera House. Con, I think we got to add that to our list of road trips.
I think so, too.
Have you seen the Ed Gein show yet?
No, I do not want to watch it.
Because you're scared or because you've heard bad things?
Yeah, I don't want to watch something like that. That just freaks me out.
I got to tell you, I've talked to like two people that like it. Other than that, the reviews aren't great. I guess they're taking liberties with the story. But Jason likes it, and my friend Kurt likes it a lot. And, you know, I don't know much about Ed Gein other than I know Frank Anderson, when he's on the show, talks a little bit about Ed Gein. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to add that to my list or not. But I do trust Jason's opinion. He certainly sees his fair amount of shows. And the Opera House is haunted.
Yeah.
Why is every theater and every hotel haunted?
I think my house is haunted. I think your house is haunted, too.
You know what's scared? No, here's the when I was watching it was a movie with Barbara Hershey, Deliverance. Supposedly, if you're ever alone in your house or apartment and you smell a horrible smell, that's the smell of the devil.
What if you created the bad smell?
Well, you know the smell of your own brand. I would assume that you would be able to disseminate.
Days are different sometimes. You know.
Yeah, I guess. I don't need to go into this any further. But seriously, how freaked out would you be, like, the smell of the devil? Just think about that when you go home tonight.
Okay.
All right. We are going to come back and read some of your texts. I got a great Norm MacDonald clip, too, right around the corner. And then Chris Rogowski is here at 7:35, folks, owner of Chicken or the Egg Photography and a very an excellent musician. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell me more. More than this.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. That, of course, the legendary Weird Al Yankovic. I just said that was a good one. I didn't know if you had a favorite, Con. You were the one that suggested we play some Weird Al.
I would say that probably is the best one. I just think it's hilarious.
Do you have one of our Hallmark things ready to go?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Which one's better?
The Bloody Turtleneck.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We were going to bring Chris Rogowski on at 7:35, but he's here, and I forgot that he said this earlier, so why don't we bring him on right now, ladies and gentlemen, the owner of Chicken or the Egg Photography, a very accomplished photographer and musician locally here in Northeast Wisconsin, Chris Rogowski joins us now. Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Good. And I wanted to bring you on because we want to play this. This is kind of an honor of you. You told me, very bravely, I might add, that you, I said, you know, because we're leading up to Halloween.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm not really a horror guy. Comedy's my thing. I said, okay. And then you said the occasional Hallmark movie. So what's, which is brave, you know, you're kind of a strapping guy to admit you like a good Hallmark movie. So what we did last year leading up to Christmas, and we'll probably do it again this year, is make these Hallmark movie trailers. So I figured we should probably run this by a guy like you. The holidays are right around the corner. Let's see what Chris thinks of this holiday. What do we call it? Life Mark, right?
Yeah, Life Mark.
It's like a lifetime Hallmark. Yeah. Okay, so this is our Life Mark Bloody Turtleneck.
Life Mark's very melancholy Christmas continues with this week's film, My Husband's Turtleneck. Penelope was still grieving her husband, Barry, who went missing last Christmas when she fell into his best friend Dave's arms. And his bed. He helped her heal, but now, 1 year later, he's ready to pop the question. Even though Barry was the love of her life, Penelope was ready to accept his proposal until she noticed something in Dave's closet.
Penny, honey, you've made me the happiest man in the world. Will you marry me?
Oh, Dave, you've been my rock since Barry disappeared last Christmas. Wait, what is that?
What is it, babe?
Is that Barry's turtleneck?
Penelope, I can explain.
You can explain Barry's Christmas turtleneck covered in blood and hanging in your closet, you sick freak? That's what he was wearing the day he went missing. You killed him!
It was an accident.
You bastard!
Wait. Listen, will you just be quiet and let me explain? Look, I told him I loved you, and he couldn't handle his best friend being so madly in love with his wife. It wasn't my fault. It's like he went crazy. I had to punch him a couple times just to settle him down. Next thing I know, we got into a fight, and it just happened. All because I love you so much.
Really?
I wanted to marry you since the day I met you.
Oh, you're so sweet, but I'm going to need some time with this.
Take all the time you need. I love you.
This Christmas, don't miss My Husband's Turtleneck, a story of true love at any cost. Playing all month long on LifeMark.
Yes. I would watch that.
Well, I forgot Nikki Zergev. She really brought the acting chops.
Yeah, I liked her cry.
She kind of trailed off at the end there, like, I need some time.
She got bored.
She got bored. So we'll be resurrecting those again, Chris. We'll bring some, and that just, you know, I know it's Halloween is here, but that will get us in the mood for the holidays. So what do? You just like put them on and just have them on in the background? Or you like really get into it and watch, make some popcorn and stuff?
Yeah, well, what usually happens is Melanie goes to the YouTube like ripping channels, and you can find all the Hallmark movies for free.
On YouTube.
You just have to be okay with like random things that pop up in the middle and like really bad resolutions sometimes. But like, man, it's amazing. You can watch a lot of movies for free on YouTube. If you're okay with like audio being off and stuff, it's
truly when you say audio being off, like the mouth is moving.
Yeah, it's
and
like
the
you're watching a
off.
Foreign film.
Okay. But are there ads?
Not usually, no.
Well, that's not too bad.
No. But it's got like the ripped by
subtitles?
Whatever software on here and like stuff like that.
Oh,
it's
so they're
just
pirated.
Oh, completely.
Somebody takes them and puts them on you. Oh, wow. That's
yeah, the Russians don't care about our nuclear codes. They want Hallmark movies.
Apparently not. Do you ever do that with NFL games?
No. No. Funny fact or funny story, whatever. I haven't watched a football game at all this year, and Sunday was the first game I watched.
Okay.
I was photographing an event, and it was so boring. All I thought was, how can people sit here and watch this? It's boring.
So if you think a football game is boring, where do you come in on baseball?
Oh, God.
Which is faster now because they have the pitch, the clock, which helps immeasurably. But
the pitch clock helps. No,
absolutely.
Baseball is fun because there's things you get to do, like, during it.
Yeah.
You know, whereas like I've been to football games, they're fun, but it's, you know.
We watch the, oftentimes with my folks, we'll watch, you know, we're Bears fans because we came from Chicago, but like we don't have the NFL package. So we got to pirate them and hook the computer up to the TV. It's like major surgery just to get this team who hasn't been good in 30 years on. But what happens is like the feed will stall and a bunch of porn ads will come up. And I can't believe my parents are in their 80s, and I'm like, you know, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, but they're used to it now, too. It's just like, oh, she looks cute. You know, it's like that kind of. So anyway.
Oh, my God.
All right. Chris Rogowski is here, folks, from Chicken or the Egg Photography. You can find out more at chickenortheeggphotography.com. When we come back, I'm going to tell you, or Chris is going to tell us, where the name comes from. And then we're going to talk about some of his music, too, because he's a very accomplished musician. We're going to do the news. Then we're coming back. We've got a lot more Nightlight ahead of us. Our question of the night is, what is something you wish you were better at? And we'll ask Chris that question, too, when we come back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you know I can't remember a damn thing. I think it's one of those deja vu things. Or a train is trying to tell me something. But will I ever stop thinking about it? I don't know, I doubt it. Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess who. Most often wonder what makes her work.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Get updates on what's happening in your community right to your phone through the Civic Media app. Select WXCO in the app and the news comes to you.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's just canceled trade talks with Canada over a TV commercial opposing tariffs that features clips from former President Ronald Reagan. CBS's Jared Hill.
Trump called the ad fake, declaring all trade negotiations are hereby terminated, citing a response from the Reagan Foundation claiming the video misrepresents Reagan's words.
Just after President Trump canceled plans to send National Guard troops to San Francisco. Video shows police shooting a U-Haul truck outside a nearby Coast Guard base during an anti-ICE protest. Witnesses say that truck hit two people. A tech problem grounded almost 400 flights overnight. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Alaska Airlines and its regional airline Horizon asked the FAA for a ground stop, basically halting departures of Alaska flights while they deal with this IT issue.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto, but guard Kevin Porter is not on this road trip. On MRI confirmed he suffered a sprained ankle in the Bucks season opener Wednesday night. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks tomorrow night. Wisconsin hoping to snap a five-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers holding practice before flying to Pittsburgh for Sunday night football against the Steelers. Baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how their season ended in L.A. last week.
From my world, I felt like we did not put our best foot forward in that series, and I think it would have made some difference, but the Dodgers were on it, and you know when a team is on it. And we, the balls we did hit hard, for instance, got caught. You know, our ball in play, I think, was 130, something record low.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been some controversy from people who get their feelings hurt very easily about Bad Bunny playing the Super Bowl halftime show. Shakira has come out and says she is totally in favor of the show and says it's about time they asked him. Shakira performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2020 in Spanish, and no one seemed to have an issue with it. The Hips Don't Lie singer says she can't wait to see the show. You gotta love E! News, where you find headlines like Khloe Kardashian shares a surprising update on her sex life. Oh yes, the tea was spilled on the first episode of season 7 of The Kardashians. I've got a lot of catching up to do. Kardashian said during the episode she hasn't had sex in 3 years, but it was also revealed her sister has a new libido gummy line. What a coincidence. I never expected the Kardashians to be hawking a product. I saw this information on Yahoo Entertainment, which labeled the article an 8-minute read. It was about 4 paragraphs. I felt pretty good coming in just under 7.5 minutes. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
No bull, just real news and great conversation. WXCO is your home for real news and great conversation in Wausau.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will do some recombobulating with Civic Media's political editor Dan Schaefer to kick around all the Wisconsin news. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
All right, welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Ladies and gentlemen, so great to have you with me wherever you're joining us from in this beautiful state. It is a beautiful Thursday night, and I'm glad you're here. We've got tomorrow night on the show, we have Chris Mays from Clearly Confused Productions. He puts on dinner theater shows. I think that'll be a blast. You know who else is in those, Con?
Who's that?
Fresh Kind. Right down the street, Kayla, who was our model that night, who did the window. So she's part of that outfit, too. I don't know if Chris is planning a performance, but I could ask him. That could be kind of fun. And then it's a bar band Friday night. Tomorrow night, Terry Barr will not be here. She's probably out seeing an actual bar band tomorrow. But Rocker, her co-host on Max Inc. Radio, the award-winning Max Inc. Radio, will be filling in. And Rocker is always fun to talk music with, too. Speaking of music, my guest here in the studio right now is Chris Rogowski from Chicken or the Egg Photography. He is an accomplished photographer here in the Green Bay area and a musician as well. And Chris, it's great to have you here. I think photography is how you pay your mortgage, so to speak.
Yes.
But what are you more passionate about? You kind of do both and you seem to be very good at both. So what do you like to do better?
I like to do whatever I want, whenever I want.
Wow,
no, I'm just kidding. I really enjoy photography a lot, in not more than music, but when you have the right group of people,
yeah,
the music is that much more fun. And I just wish it paid better because we write original music, and I played in cover bands for long enough where it's like, I don't want to do that anymore. So
right.
I like it. I just wish we got more money to do it.
Yeah. When you're playing cover tunes, like Green Bay has some great cover bands. We had the guys from Ask Your Mother in here the other night. So much fun. Do you get sick of playing cover tunes, or is that why you do the original, or you just like to write original music better?
I don't mind playing covers. I think the covers for me were always fun, you know, but then I got to this point where I was like, if I'm going to spend the time to learn a cover, I've got the energy to write a song too. But you know, there's pros and cons to it. When you learn how to play someone else's song, you learn how to do something differently, right? Okay. You might learn a new technique or something. When all you're doing is writing something for yourself, you start sounding the same after a while.
Right. Is it harder to get people to come out to shows when you write original music until you have a following, or with cover bands?
I think honestly, it's difficult on both sides of the game.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
We have a song of Chris's we're going to play in just a few minutes. But first, I want to ask you about Chicken or the Egg Photography.
Yeah.
First of all, tell us where the name comes from.
The name comes from me sitting at a Pizza Hut trying to come up with very serious names. And I couldn't come up with anything to save my life. And then I walked out of the Pizza Hut and it hit me square in the face. I was like, Chicken or the Egg. Oh, man, that's funny. And then what came first, right? And then I kind of like A-B market tested it with some friends to see if they would like it. And they were like, man, that's great. We love it. And it just kind of stuck.
All right. That's awesome. So you said, this cracked me up. I was, you know, you were on the show before.
Yeah.
And we probably touched on this, but I was doing some research on you earlier, trying to find something new to bring up with you. And I saw another interview that said, when you got into photography, you did not want to photograph humans.
Yeah.
Which I found fascinating. But then you also said, now that's most of your work.
Yeah. Yeah. I never wanted to shoot humans. And that sounds bad, but everyone knows what I mean. It just wasn't my thing. I was like, I'm going to be a nature photographer forever, and that's all I'm going to do. And then, like I had told you, I started photographing bands in the scene. And that kind of introduced me to, hey, this is pretty fun. Like, humans are animals too. Yeah, right. And they do weird things when the lights are on them. And it just kind of like, it worked out, because my biggest inspiration to shoot people was the 80s and 90s music magazines, where it was like that, you know, pop flash look and all that stuff. And it, I just found I was doing that without, maybe without the flash at the time, but like it was fun. Yeah. And then I got hooked, and I haven't shot a nature photo intentionally in a very long time.
Wow. So when you're shooting bands or just people, what is it? You know, you always hear the term someone is really photogenic.
Yeah.
You know, I always feel like I look worse in pictures. My wife looks great in pictures. Like some people just have that. When you're a photographer, what is it about people that makes them photogenic? Is it some kind of inner peace or energy or just physical features? What is it?
I would say it's a genuine, honest connection.
Interesting.
Anyone can look beautiful. Anyone can look happy. Anyone can look anything. It's all about the lighting. I saw this video recently, and I know we're on radio, so you can't see my hand moving. But
people watch on this.
Yeah, that's true. But like, you know, imagine a light going around your face, right? And you could do this at home. You can make anything look a certain way with the right lighting.
Yeah.
You know, out in the wild world, it's totally different. But like, I think, honestly, anyone can look really nice. They just have to feel like they want to look nice. I do that. I've done that over at the bar when I was working there with people who were like, oh, I don't look good. I'm like, well, that's not a me problem. That's a you problem.
I'm sure they love hearing that from their photographer. Chris Rogowski is here, folks. He is the owner and the artist behind Chicken or the Egg Photography. So go to chickenortheeggphotography.com and check out Chris's work. It must be fun to shoot bands because they probably always give you something. They're either going to do something crazy or they just look passionate about what they're doing. You capture a moment. That to me is like when I'm looking at art or photographs or whatever, I like the human element. I like a moment in someone where you can almost read their thoughts or something. Mm-hmm. Like you get shots like that, and are you thrilled when you get that? How do you know you have a great shot?
You just feel it.
Yeah.
You click the shutter and you see it and you're like, that's it, man. That's the shot.
Yeah.
And then usually I walk away and then I'm like, I should try to get it again. And then I spend 5 minutes trying to duplicate it and it never works.
You just can't. Wow. Does being a photographer make you want to branch out? Like you're telling stories with pictures, and I've been part of movies at time, moving pictures. And you're right. It's all lighting. Lighting to me is, even in my living room when I get home at night, I like it lit a certain way.
Yeah.
I like, you know, some people I see, they leave a closet light on and they have a fluorescent light. I'm like, what the hell is the matter with you? Look at yourself. But seriously, would you ever branch out to other art forms or storytelling forms?
Yeah, I mean, I write too. So I'm a photographer, a journalist, a photojournalist, and a musician. Those are my four real, that's how I make my money these days, right? And but I love being able to use my left brain and my right brain in totally different ways. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing.
Sure.
Some people don't believe it's real, whatever. The earth isn't flat either, but who cares? I appreciate being able to use both sides of my mind to create differently, right? So like being able to take a photo and tell the story there, and then being able to do an interview with someone and write a story about that and make them see their story come to life, it just makes me happy. It's a connection to humanity that you wouldn't get in any other job that, well, you would, but hardly.
Yeah. When you went into business for yourself, when you started Chicken or the Egg, what were you doing before that? And talk about that moment where you're like, I'm doing this. I'm going to be self-employed. Not only are you going to be self-employed, you're not opening a restaurant, or you're not, you know, you're taking pictures. You're in the arts, and that's, you know, I can't see anything else in my life that I'd rather do. But it can be difficult, like anything. And I'm not saying other professions aren't. But talk about that moment where you took that plunge.
Yeah, I was working for my dad before this, and he knows the story all too well. And I won't go into everything, but I remember we used to have these morning meetings, and I wrote on the door, we need to talk. And he's like, all right, so when is it? When are you leaving? Like, he knew. Oh, and I was like, I was really worried about it, and, you know, understandably so. But I just did it. We had the conversation. It was very nice, and I think I was looking to my parents for approval because I worked for them, right?
Yeah.
And no one wants to upset their parents or make them feel like you're letting them down or whatever it is, right? But he was very supportive, and so was my mother. And, you know, the moment when I officially left was my 35th birthday.
Okay.
And that was my last day, at least on the books, working for them. And it was a weird feeling. I went to Lake Michigan afterwards, and I was like, so this is it. What do I do? I knew what I was going to do because I got a job doing like school portraits and stuff.
Yeah.
Never doing that again. But
got to pay the bills, though.
Yeah, pretty much. But then I just had that OS moment and went, well, I got to do it or I got to find a job. And I wasn't going to find another job. I wasn't going to fall into that trap.
I love that you just said OS moment because those, to me, I always say to my kids, you want to avoid those in your life. I walked down a dark alley when I was 20, when I was living in Chicago, and I got robbed. And there's that OS moment where you see people coming at you, you're like, why? Why did? But it's the same thing when you're doing something like what you did. But that's a more invigorating. Yeah. It's scary, but it's also like, I got to do this. Okay, we're going to hear one of Chris's songs. This is called Guillotine. And Con, I think we'll let it take us right after the break.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and we'll tell you where you can see Chris live. And we'll finish up some texts. And we will get out of here on this Thursday night. But right now, is this a band or is this just you?
This is the full band.
The full band. Yeah. Tell us the band's name again.
Age of Fable.
Age of Fable, Guillotine. Here we go.
Cutting and killing swiftly. The crowd stares in amazement as your eventual end is brazen. The moment's silence, cut by a violent riot. Like a hot knife in the skin, you can't feel anything. Searing pain as I become your kindling. Adrenaline doesn't help. I can't breathe every last ounce of air is out. In a last ditch effort to escape. I don't wanna end this game. Everyone's a critic of the minutes I waste. I wonder what they say to my face. They don't believe in what I have to say. They're full of it. I don't wanna end this game.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The North Carolina legislature passed a new gerrymandered congressional map October 22nd, likely adding a GOP congressional seat to offset expected 2026 midterm losses in the U.S. House. Legislators diluted black voting power to do it, but say it was for partisan reasons. The map likely gives Republicans an 11-3 advantage in a purple state where President Trump won by only 3.3% in 2024.
State leaders went out of their way to say it was manipulated to help maintain GOP control of the U.S. House. State Senator Ralph Hayes said, "The motivation behind this redraw is simple and singular. Draw a new map that will bring an additional Republican seat to the congressional delegation." Why admit the cheating? The U.S. Supreme Court's Rucho decision said gerrymandering for partisan reasons was a state political matter, not a matter for the federal courts. For the moment, racial gerrymandering is still illegal under the Voting Rights Act, so the deliberate admission of partisan gerrymandering helps to create an alibi when the case reaches federal court. The new map changed only Congressional District 1, a currently competitive Northeast district where Black Congressman Don Davis won by 2%. A North Carolina Black Alliance analysis shows it shifted 8% of Black voters into adjoining redder districts, diluting Black voting power and tilting District 1 Republican. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
They were it. That's the ballgame.
Adrian Klenz is executive director of the Center for Deafblind Persons. Those cuts, those programs would be rolled into something else. Is there a group deafblind children could be folded into?
There is no other program. Those seven individuals have the specialized training to help those with dual sensory loss. There's no one else in the state of Wisconsin that has that training.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. We are on the home stretch here on a Thursday night edition of Nightlight. I would like to thank all your texts, all of you texters tonight. Thank you so much. And our guest in the first hour, Jason Mansmith, thank you for being here. Thank you for your Crocs advice, Conrad. I cannot thank you enough for that.
Of course.
Chris, have you, Chris Rogowski is here from Chicken or the Egg Photography and a local musician as well. We just heard the song Guillotine. Great song. I love the way the piano is like kind of like... not subtle, but it's like just accentuates the song beautifully.
Yeah, I think. Melanie's good at it.
Yeah, and that's your significant other.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that? What's that like being in a band with someone madly in love with?
It's beautiful. If you're listening, Melanie, it's beautiful. Turn the radio off. It's terrible. I'm just kidding.
Does she write the songs with you? Or
yeah, we go back and forth. She writes some. I write some. We write some together.
Nice.
I think it's a lot of fun. You know, some couples connect over coffee. We connect over music. We're both musicians. That helps.
Yeah, it's a fun song. I like it. Thank you for bringing that in tonight. You got live dates coming up too. Let's get those out of the way so we make sure people know where they can see you live. If you just like the song you heard, Chris has some live gigs coming up November 6th. What's going on there?
Which one is that? That's the Mad World Collective in Green Bay here on Mason, I think.
Okay.
That'll be a solo show. All original stuff from me, probably like, I don't know, 45, 50 minutes worth of songs.
Oh, sweet.
I've really been trying to get the original solo stuff kind of going back to what it was. I like playing it, but...
Does Melanie know about this?
She does, but No, the guy actually is coming in from Minneapolis. He's starting his tour, I think, starting his tour here and then just going around the country to do his thing. So it's me, him, Zach Baker, and Sit Kitty Sit, another local band, some good friends of mine. So that'll be
sweet.
11/6, 7 to 10.
And then you've got one on the November 8th as well.
Yeah. Yeah, at the Atelier in Waupaca, and that's with the full band, and that's going to be a lot of fun, except we go on at like 12:45 in the morning.
What?
Or something like that.
Was it a marathon or like a telethon or something? Or some kind of...
It's a telethon for drunk people.
That's a party area, too. All the lot of vacationers.
Yeah. And... yeah, it's a Halloween show of all things. I don't know why it's a week after, but apparently the show promoter has put on a show like that every year. And he liked us and brought us on. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Now we got to get down to the brass tacks here.
Oh, boy.
We've covered your photography. We've covered your music. Where do you stand on Crocs? Or where do you stand in Crocs?
Well, my brother loves them. His kids love them. And I know you're listening, Josh, and you love them. I don't know because I've never worn them, and they just feel slippery and gross to me. I mean, when you put them on, do they slip? They feel slippery. So I would much rather either not wear them or wear shoes because Crocs are weird.
You got to admit, sometimes lacing up a shoe seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, we can all be. Listen, I was where you were at with a Croc, but then I told Conrad earlier, I put my sons on to take the garbage out, and I was like, this really is not bad.
Is this a Croc intervention?
Listen, Conrad's got a new line. He'd like to sell you some Crocs on your way out the door.
So
that's what we're looking for. Do you have something you wish you were better at?
I'm perfect at everything.
Wow.
I know. It's hard being perfect. No, let's see. Something I wish I was better at. Breathing before reacting.
Like taking a beat.
Take your breath in. Yeah. That's how I feel, or whatever, right?
Before you get in someone's face. And
yeah. In fact, I was just talking to someone about that today. I was like, I need to be more proactive, not reactive or preventive or whatever.
No, I know what you mean.
And then he's like, "Are you actually Italian?" I'm like, "I could be."
Rogowski, sure.
Yeah, Polish Italian.
People used to think Schwabe was Italian because ends in an A. I'm like, it's not just a vowel that doesn't make you. That was our question of the night. Chris is perfect at everything, so he doesn't need to answer that.
Yep. But easy stuff.
Steady Eddie, our final text of the night from the 608 says, "Pete, I wish I was better at the high jump. I can't seem to get higher than 7 feet 2 inches. That's nothing to sneeze at, Steady Eddie."
Wow.
He says, "I'm considering changing my jumping technique from the Fosbury flop to the technique you made famous, Pete, the Schwabe sachet. Any advice?" How does Steady Eddie know so much about me?
I don't know.
He's got his ear to the ground. He knows about the Schwabe sachet.
He must be doing some really deep, you know.
I don't even know what the Schwabe sachet is.
You made it up.
It is your radio show.
No, it is. But I mean, is that like the food ballet in the mouth I was talking about? I don't know what the Schwabe sachet is. I've done that like at a college party when you're trying not to spill your drink. Is that the Schwabe sachet? Yeah. I don't still go to college parties, Chris.
I need
to clarify that right now. All right. Thank you for coming in, buddy. It's been great to see you. Check out chickenortheeggphotography.com. Chris will take care of you and check out his live dates, 11/6. Where is that again? I thought this was the name of the
venue. Mad World Collective.
Okay, they can find out more about these shows
on Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. Perfect. All right, outstanding. We are coming back tomorrow night. Rocker will be here filling in for Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday night, and Chris Mays will be here from Clearly Confused Productions, and we're going to talk some dinner theater mystery, a perfect thing for leading up to Halloween. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabe saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump seeing red over a Canadian TV ad that uses snippets of an old speech from former President Reagan.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on...
CBS's Jared Hill.
In a social media post overnight, Trump called the ad fake, declaring all trade negotiations are hereby terminated.
One of the president's political foes is scheduled to make her first appearance in federal court today. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
It'll be a brief arraignment for New York's top law enforcement official. Letitia James, the attorney general, will be a criminal defendant facing a federal judge in Norfolk Federal Court after entering a not guilty plea.
Day 24 of the shutdown and a bill to pay some government workers has failed in the Senate. President Trump.
They really should approve an extension, get the country back to work, get the people paid. And, you know, it's very simple.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.